Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
All right. So, let's move on to the little political aspect of the show, and we can talk about whatever. It's not that, we're not be that rigid and structured here today. We had on recently Jose Vega. He is running for Congress in the Bronx and D15. And when we were talking to him, I like Jose a lot. When we were talking to him, I used you as a question to him. So I was asking him, I'm like, look, the guy who's running against Richie Torres is kind of like your run-of-the-mill establishment Democrat. He sounds like a cookie cutter. He's the exact same as everybody else. Things in the Bronx ain't great right now. And I asked Jose, I'm like, how? I was like, my buddy Justin, every time we have him on the podcast, I ask him, like, what do you hear about what's going on in the news? And you always have, like, no answer. Like, I don't know. I'm unplugged.
I got some answers now.
Right? So I asked Jose, I was like, how are you going to get people to actually want change and, like, participate in the system in the Bronx and pay attention? So that being said, you're here. How you feeling? What's going on? Like, I know you kind of, we talked a little bit before you came on. You actually had some opinions and whatnot. So, like, what from your point of view, I want to hear what you have to say about what's going on politically in the world or in the Bronx.
Just my biggest thing is the whole Mayor Adams thing with these damn immigrants.
Damn immigrants!
Like, literally, these damn immigrants, because not for nothing, 100%. Because this is the best place to talk about this. Your father came to this country, right, and built his American dream off of his own dollar. The American dream, coming to this place and going after your own desires. But now they're promoting this American dream that you're going to come here and you're going to do your American dream on my fucking dollar. Yeah. So does that mean, does that mean on my taxes I get to claim you? Because my tax dollars go to you. So do I get to claim you on my taxes?
It's funny now that, like, you're progressing in life and you want to buy a house and all this stuff and you finally see, like, you finally see how politics plays into all this stuff. So, you know, speaking of, like, Skaggs's, you know, father and his grandparents and my grandparents and stuff, immigration, granted, they came here the correct way. They didn't jump a border, nothing. But back in the day, when you would immigrate to America, it was to assimilate to the American lifestyle. Did people keep their culture? Yeah, Italians. Yes. I mean, if you
everyone
look at
kept
old
their culture.
School fucking Italians, some of them still haven't lost that culture, which is
great,
perfectly fine. Yeah, it's great. But they made it a point to learn English, to assimilate, to become part of the American culture. Now people come over here for the free ride and to spit on our culture.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Because they
and if by us explaining that, we're the extremists.
100% we're the extremists.
You just became a white supremacist.
Good.
I hope you know that.
Good. Because, listen, even my father laughs at me because I'm like, yo, I can't wait for Trump to get back into office. Because, bro, I went from making, I'm making 70K right now. Think about it, 70K is good fucking money to pull in. I'm still living off a fucking paycheck to paycheck with 70 fucking K.
Yeah.
That, like, I had to look at and do my own research. Because I'm like, yo, how did my parents were able to do this back in the days while paying rent, paying mortgage, affording two cars, going on vacation, affording fucking savings accounts, everything like that. Because the dollar went so much further that right now, what a $30,000 salary was back in the 70s and 80s is equivalent to $160,000 salary. That I even looked at my girl and was like, yo, you know, combined, we don't even make that.
Yeah. If you think of it,
that's crazy.
If you're a surgeon, you may, and you, there's NYU Medical, right? That's an actual hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's located in Manhattan. You're a surgeon who works in Manhattan and lives in Manhattan, you could still be broke.
100%.
Could you think of, like, one of the most prestigious, not everybody could be a surgeon. I'm a very firm believer that the whole college idea is a scam and it's not what you know, it's who you know. And anybody, not anybody, and I'm not talking down about the police or the fire department, but anybody could take that test, pass it, and become a cop or a firefighter.
Yes.
Every class clown that I went to with in high school, they're all firefighters. These kids in high school, you looked at them and you were like, these kids can't put the square circle in the square hole, yet alone, like, save me from burning building. But there they are doing it because you could be trained to do it. A surgeon, you actually have to learn what you're doing. And you could have this prestigious job making hundreds of that, over $160K a year. But because you decide to live on that shithole island of Manhattan, you're broke.
100%.
Fucking broke. It's insane.
And that's where you're going to have to live, too, for the most part, to do those sorts of jobs. So, like,
you probably don't even have a car.
Yeah. I mean, what you guys are talking about is in a sense, inflation, right, over the years. Like, if your grandfather, we're talking about my dad and, you know, my grandfather, like, let's say they had buried in the backyard a chest with $20,000back in 1971, right? And then I go back there, and it had, like, 20 grand, right? Yeah. And I go back there and I dig it up and I'm like, wow, it's 20 grand. Imagine if they had invested that in something, right? Like that 20 grand must have been like my grandfather when he bought our family home way back in the day. I think he bought it for like 30 grand, right? In like the early 70s, right around the same time. Imagine even the thought or the idea of buying a house now. For 30 grand.
Yeah.
It's laughable. It's a joke. Yeah. It's actually a literal joke.
I was just in Florida and I have family down there and somebody has a Florida home. Very nice big condo, two bedroom on the water and all this shit. And so the family member who bought it, no longer with us, but they bought it year 2000 for $95,000 in Florida on the water in a community. Now, there's places in Florida, my godmother was telling me, she knows somebody who lives in a golf community. So there's a golf course, and then there's houses around the golf course, and you have access to the club and all this stuff. And now these are like million-dollar homes on top of
it. Yeah.
The taxes to live in a million-dollar home on one of these golf course communities is like 60 grand a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be...
In Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You have to be like... That's a, you know what? I'm not a billionaire, so I don't know. But like, even if you make $1 million a year, $60,000 a year in taxes is a shit ton of money.
It is, man. Let me tell you what we're talking about here, and you came out of the gate firing away here. So number one, I'm now just like thinking, I'm actually clearing up here in terms of the Zin. Zin score is going up for me because it wears off pretty quickly. But let's think in retrospect here. The move to bus migrants to the blue cities has worked.
Yeah.
Like now we could think back at it. It's worked because it's gotten people like you to actually pay attention to the situation. Like, hey, this is pretty fucked up. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not fair that like now that you're kind of like subsidizing all those migrants. Mm-hmm. And this was a concern and a thought that people in Texas and Arizona and
all
the border states had for many years. And they were painted as racists by people like AOC and whoever else, crying in front of the fucking border wall, saying kids in cages and stuff like that, and virtue signaling about how we're a sanctuary city until the moment when the place actually had to become a sanctuary, and now people in these regions now, and you're just a normal person, not AOC, right? But normal people are like, hey, this is pretty fucked up, and I didn't really think about this before, and it doesn't work. So the sane thing to do would be for the government, right? I mean, I don't like the government. I'm a libertarian, right? I don't think it should exist.
But this is the game we have to play.
But they exist, which should be to enforce the law and stop this from occurring.
So you saying all of that, right? You want to get real deep into this.
Yes.
Because my girlfriend works for the criminal justice system.
I can't imagine. So she just goes to work and puts her feet up on the desk.
Exactly. You know why? You know 100% why? Because they let these people out on $1 bail.
Yes. Yeah. Or no bail.
So how are you really going to stop people if you're letting them back on the street to let them do the same fucking thing? So you're just saying, okay, here's a slap on the wrist, pow, pow.
Even if you beat up a cop. Even if you beat up a cop.
Yo, you can do, I tell people, and people laugh at me for this. We live in the United States of America. This is the only place you can come here and do whatever the fuck you want and get away with it. Because 100%.
Well, what do you mean by you could come here and do anything you want? You know,
look at all these immigrants coming
here. You're
talking
about them, right?
Yeah. But in general, look at all the rights they're giving them compared to us who actually have rights here.
They're legitimately bending the law to allow this to happen. I don't know if you don't have it up, but did you see the Dr. Phil Joe Rogan?
So Joe Rogan had Dr. Phil on.
I've seen a lot of Joe Rogan shit. Yeah. I haven't
Dr.
seen that
Phil
one.
Went down to the border. And he's like, we got to get to the bottom of this crisis. And what, like, he uncovers when he speaks to, like, the union guys and stuff, we'll play it here. It's funny because all like the ICE and Border Patrol people were like, we don't need more money. We don't need more men. And Dr. Phil's like, what do you need then?
Let's play it. Let Dr. Phil and all that speak for himself. This is I made this. I actually cut this myself. This shocked me. Let's hear what they had to say.
Can we hear it? In talking to...
Right, we can't hear it. Sorry, folks. This is kind of winging the setup here live. But I made the clip. I heard this. Now, I'm someone who works with unions in the union world. And Dr. Phil was...
Pull it up on your phone, because you guys heard it. I haven't heard
okay,
it.
Okay, sure. That's what I'm saying. You do pull that. It up on your phone real quick. Do that. And put it up to your phone, Cap, and we'll let Dr. Phil go to my Twitter. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, folks. Skags89. Don't forget to follow us also. Linktree.com/2DoomMen. I make clips, post news related.
Everything about OnlyFans. We don't do OnlyFans.
Yeah, we don't do OnlyFans. Now, yeah, the captain's thinking about doing a Feet Finder account.
Put it to your microphone.
Put it up to the microphone. Yeah.
Come on, man. We got technology. Well,
turn up your volume too, because I told you to turn your volume down before. So. And with that, Doom Nation, we'll be right back after a few messages.
What's up, everyone? It's the Two Doom Men, and we're here to tell you about a partner of ours, the Patriot Cigar Company.
The Patriot Cigar Company's story started with the idea of incorporating the love of cigars with the love for freedom and America. There is no better way to celebrate our love for our country and freedoms we cherish than smoking a premium cigar. After months of trying out different blends and working with master blenders, they created the Hellfire, TNT, Sidewinder, Moab, and Mark 48, which we have right here. Each cigar is made with premium tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years in Nicaragua.
You know, this is a true story. I had really fallen off smoking cigars for a while, and I just couldn't find anything that I enjoyed or wanted to sit through until I was introduced to the Patriot Cigar Company, and these are honestly some of the best cigars I've smoked in a long time.
And the best part about it is you could go to mypatriotcigars.com and use our promo code DOOMED to get 15% off your order. So if you're ready to enjoy a nice cigar, head on over to their website by using the link in our episode description below.
It was interesting. I asked him, what do you need? What do you need down here to do your job? His name is Brandon Judd. And he said, we don't need more money. We don't need more agents. We don't need new legislation. We just need you to let us do our job. We just need you to apply the laws that exist now. And we'll be fine. Well, you don't need, we don't, I said, wait a minute, you're telling me you don't need more money or more agents? He said, no, just let us do our job. If you just, we had in place a hold in Mexico instead of come over here, just use the legislation that's on the books and we're fine. We're not trying to keep people out. We just want to have enough of a flow control that we know who's coming in. These aren't bad guys that are trying to be mean to people down there. We just need to know who it is.
So that's, there was
two seconds. Who wants to rant first?
Yeah. Bro, because that right there, because I remember watching the news and hearing Texas suing the United States.
Yep.
Because of the treaty they signed back in the days, because Texas outfought everyone to stand their grounds. We signed the treaty with them that we have to protect them from foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. We are literally letting massive amounts of foreigners without checking nobody. And the shit is, I can understand if they were all Mexicans, cool, let them all rock, because we know who's coming in here. But
you still don't know who's coming
in. But the simple fact is that people are flying from China, Korea, fucking East Europe.
What you don't even know is that there's dark money being used to bust these people through South America and Mexico and dropping them off at the border so they could hop the border.
But not even that, too. What I just thought about right now, you saying that.
Or NGOs.
Think about it. Back, now we can say back in the days, because this shit's been going on for a fucking while now. Mm-hmm. We have Border Patrol.
They still do.
Right? They used to catch everything. How much shit is getting through that border now?
Oh, yeah.
Literally everything.
But I'm saying, like, really, like, these niggas could literally be walking in bombs.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. Fuck the drugs. Fuck that, because that's easy to get.
They could be, right? The guys, especially, who are not getting picked up by Border Patrol. Now, people are getting picked up by Border Patrol, and then they're being, you know, like, essentially arrested, processed, and released into the country. Mm-hmm. So those people, I'm sure, have been searched, yeah. At least, you know, like, patted down. Okay. But the people who don't get actually, you know,
So what you're seeing here is, now that, like, you're trying to understand politics a little more, is that this is all based off a progressive left-wing piss-poor policies, right? They're piss-poor policies. Because the idea of regulating who's coming into the country to the left is a racist notion.
I'd argue that policy-wise, it's not a progressive policy.
No.
I'd argue that policy-wise, it's essentially we're just not enforcing the laws. I'd argue progressives are saying they're, you know, like, right, let people come in, who cares? Because they're poor. We need to help them. I'm talking about, like, okay, I think we need to separate policy and, you know, like, progressives, like, mm-hmm. leftists, liberals who are like, I feel bad. I want to, like, virtue signal, feel better about myself. So, like, we should just take people into the country and help them or whatever. That's kind of the, in a sense, I kind of gave them the mandate to ignore the problem for a while. Now those people are starting to wake up and be like, hey, this is pretty fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Separate that from policy. Policy-wise, essentially, they've definitely given on the border, like, a stand-down order. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, admitted by Homeland Security, Mayorkas, or any of these guys, but essentially they have. And that's what the guy's going into there. So policy-wise, they've essentially said, like, we're not going to enforce the laws. We're not going to enforce the border. And at the same time, they were, you know, flirting with, like, we need to spend more money in order to fix this problem. So let's go back to what Dr. Phil was talking about here. Now, I heard that, and I'm like, wow. As someone who's in the union world, I've never once in my life ever heard a union head ever go, we don't want more money. That's the first time that's ever happened ever. That's how bad the situation is. The guy's like, look, we're not even worried about more money right now. We just need to do something and stop the process. That's how bad it is.
We need to slow this shit down just a little bit. So
back to your point about the busing them in, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. You got the bottle open right there. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened because... Well, you know, it's these blue cities like Chicago and New York, they're nowhere near the border. So on face value, to get a couple of votes, it's perfectly fine. Yeah, we're a sanctuary city. You know, it's easy to be a sanctuary city when you never think you're going to be a sanctuary city. You know what I mean? But so now...
Right,
but
they actually do the sanctuary-ing.
Yeah, now it's backfiring. Funny enough, I don't know if you saw this, in Dublin, they have a bad immigration problem as well. Because of, you know...
Ireland. Yes. Yeah,
they got piss-poor policies over there. And so, apparently, a group of radicals burnt down a hotel because nobody could stay in it, and they were using the entire hotel to house immigrants. So the people of Dublin were like, fuck it, now there's no hotel. They were not saying to go YouTube, calm down. Yeah. We're not telling anybody to go burn.
We're not
down
on
a
YouTube.
Hotel.
That's why we do the lives on Twitter.
Very good.
I made the
Very
decision. Good. We do the lives on Twitter so we can kind of say whatever we want.
Yeah.
Again, go back to, like, the progressive ideology. You see somebody like a Nina Turner, somebody still, like, hardcore leftist progressive. Like, they behave and talk like there's unlimited resources. Mm-hmm. Right? And to an extent, policy government has almost convinced them that there is, because of the Federal Reserve and their ability to just print money and all this stuff. And, you know, there's a reason why our budget's like trillions of dollars and we're in so much debt. But the thing is that there isn't infinite resources. There's only so many trees outside right now. And if we all went out there with fucking chainsaws and tried to cut them all down, we could.
Yeah.
And they're going to take a long time to regrow. So we'd run out of resources. And you're seeing the result of this, what we're talking about before, inflation and all this stuff, is a fact that we're over leveraging ourselves as a country for years. And majority of it's going through war. Nobody's more anti-war than me. But this is another part of it in the cities. Like, you're yelling about Adams before. What's his plan? Spend $53 million on cards for the migrants. Look, I disagree with reparations by government, right? I disagree with reparations by government, right? But isn't that kind of like reparations in a way? Like, yeah, the migrants are coming in and then they're getting reparations. But the African-American community, perhaps some of them could trace their lineage back to slaves, they've been crying about reparations for years and they never got shit,
yeah,
ever. Well, but people who didn't pick cotton here on the field, they didn't, you know, people are always crying about like slaves built the country. Okay. Well, you know, again, I think it's a flawed argument to make, but there's more merit to that argument than there is someone who walked across the border 5 seconds ago. We don't owe them shit. We don't owe them shit. And they're here. Here you go. Here's $53 million. You get a card with what? A couple hundred bucks on it now?
No, you get a card with $10,000 on it.
Is it 10? That's crazy.
Yes.
Well, so, boys, who wants to go honestly, to Mexico?
So honestly, so if I say I'm not a U.S. citizen anymore, do I get one of those?
Yeah. No, you won't.
Like, what the fuck?
They'll throw you in jail.
Yeah. Right? They'll throw me my ass. I'll give me in Guantanamo fucking bay.
I don't know, though, well, man. You look like Osama, so maybe they'll give you the key to the city.
I'm going to say it now. You know, to your point how, you know, you could trace your lineage back to slavery, maybe you should get some type of reparation compared to the people.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just using it for argument's sake.
Yeah. For the argument's sake. But what you have to realize is what the Democrats' plan here is to ditch the black community because they've played them for way too long, and they're thankfully the entire community is finally waking up and realizing the Democrats don't do anything for them. So maybe it's time to vote differently. So now, what's the game plan? I have a very funny feeling, and it already started with, oh, you want to be a U.S. citizen? Join the military. Why are we bussing in all these military-aged men from around the world? Because nobody's going to fight this war that's coming. If we go to World War III, the three of us will be back here with guns, and when the parachutes start coming around and they start marching up the hill, we'll be like fighting.
Red Dawn.
You know what? Yeah, we'll be Operation Red Dawn. But, you know, so they need people to fight this war that's coming, number one. And number two, I don't think Biden's going to really make it to November. If Biden's, not that he's going to die. I think they'll probably try to remove him or something. But if, you know, either one of his last-ditch efforts on his way out to be, the king of immigration. I don't even know how to name it. Or for Kamala Harris, and she's just an unpopular puppet. It doesn't matter what she does. Right before the election, they got to know they're not winning this without doing some type of curveball. Biden's last day in office, executive order. Everybody is now blanket immunity. You're a U.S. citizen. Go out and vote for Gavin Newsom. And so they're either going to be using them to fight a war, a proxy war, or they're going to use them as the new voter base.
Damn, that's pretty smart right there.
There's a lot of things I could break down for now. What do you think about Biden in general?
Ah, fucking disgrace.
Loser.
I was honestly thinking back, right?
Did you hate Trump back in the day or no?
I hated Trump for the racist stuff he was doing because that's the only thing they were spotlighting. Mm-hmm. Remember, it took me a while because I literally distanced myself from a lot of shit. I'm literally off the grid. Like, I didn't have social media. Mm-hmm. Like, the closest thing I have to watching...
You detoxed.
Yeah, the closest thing I have to, like, the Instagram, TikTok world is YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me to go that route to really, like, do my research, watch the news, do this and do that, to really saw the good he did. But everyone was stuck on that whole racist path that didn't see.
It wasn't even really a racist path, but go on.
But like path, but like they couldn't see the evil in Biden. Because I looked at shit back in the days, and I'm like, damn, like if I would have known this and actually voted, because I don't vote because honestly, my vote doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Because they honestly know who the fucking next president is. 100%. I stand by that.
Are you going to vote this time?
No.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Because honestly speaking, like I want Trump to go back into office, but they already know they're not taking that boy back.
I see. I'm torn because I don't think there's going to be an election. I think things are going to get so crazy we might not make it to an election. Like physically, they'll just be.
Colonel Douglas McGregor was saying.
Yes, exactly. And if there is an election, I don't know how it's going to turn out. Yeah. I know a lot of people are going to show up to vote for Trump. But there's no way the Democrats could take that. Like, you understand what the establishment is and the New World Order and all that stuff. The number one thing in the world leading up to this election is if they can't get Trump out before the election,
they're going to have to do something on election day to prevent him from winning. He cannot get back into office. And I actually think, like, the most ingenious thing I saw was in that Ukraine bill, the budget bill, they're like, all right, well, if Trump stops sending money to Ukraine, it's grounds to impeach him. Not like this is laying the ground. This is how scared they are.
I've heard that shit.
That is
to go back to number one. Take a side here and that. People, the census, right, counts humans, not citizens, number one. And how does Congress determine how many seats in Congress? Based on the census. So, people come in, and then the way, like, the Washington, D.C. area is kind of backfires in this regard a little bit. But the more people get moved into a blue area, the more seats in Congress a blue area has. Now, historically, who are the blue areas going to vote for? Democrats, right? Who accept this policy, right? So it becomes like a kind of like a self-licking ice cream cone. Call it. So,
difficulty.